Hey guys, what's up, and welcome to the Steamy Goddess Podcast with your girl Crystal. Happy pre-Friday, guys. Happy pre-Friday. I hope you have been doing everything you need to do this week to get yourself into a different position, manifesting your destiny, asking, receiving, and believing. I'm hoping that that is your journey, because you know that what we were talking about, you have not because you ask not. Yes. So we just asking and we just know we about to get it. That's just what it is. And we okay with that because that's the life we supposed to live. We are supposed to have the desires of our heart. We just have to learn to ask for it and to manifest it and believe that we asking because we know we're going to get it. Yes, that's exactly it. So I wanted to hit you guys with a little lunchtime motivation, something that's thought-provoking. That is the goal for the lunchtime motivation. So I won't be able to do the lunchtime motivation all the time, but on the days that I can, I'm going to hit you with a little quick boop, boop, and then I'm going to get out your way, okay? So my question to you is this. This is what I want to provoke thought. If opportunity came knocking, would you be ready? If a job came and presented itself, would you be ready? If a business opportunity came and presented itself, would you be ready? If moving where you want to move to became available, became an option for you, would you be ready? That's a good question. I know right at this very little moment, if it was opportunity for me to move, I probably would not be ready. However, I do try to prepare for those things. You know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same shit over and over and expecting a different result. Now, what really bothers me is we see it every day. We talk to people every day on our timelines, people crying a sob story, texting us, our family, our friends, our associates, whatever, just going through life, having it rough. I've been there. We've all been there. But if you're not doing anything to change your situation, how you tired and bitching about the job you have? However, if a new opportunity presented itself in that very moment, somebody said, I got a job for you. We got to go up here. We're going to go here. We're going to take this drug test. We're going to do something third. Would your ass even be able to pass a drug test? That's what I'm saying when I say people are not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not doing the work. How you expect your life to change when you're not doing the work? You thinking that shit, you believe that shit is just going to happen and it don't work like that. You have to be prepared. If you know you want a new job, then guess what? Your ass, and this is just an example. If you know you want a new job, then your ass need to stop smoking or doing whatever it is you need to do months in advance. Not believe that, oh, you know, I could go and do this. Yeah, you can do that. But what if that opportunity won't allow you to do that? I went recently and I have been applying for this job since 2015 between two separate companies. I've been applying. I get all the way to Texas for an interview. I don't know no damn body in Texas. I get all the way to Texas for an interview. I land the job. Guess what? I had to take a urinalysis that day. Most people don't even expect that. But you have to prepare in advance. Stop thinking that you are obligated and that you should just be receiving good shit just because you are who you are. No. Without doing the work, the universe, God, whomever, whatever you believe in, see you just a corpse out here not doing shit, not giving shit, and expecting a whole lot of shit in return. We have a sense of obligation. No, that's not how it works in the real world. So I ask you again, are you preparing for the last minute opportunity? Are you preparing for the opportunity that might present itself? Are you? So many people, especially these millennials, your only thing on your mind is stupid shit. Not all of them, because let me tell you, millennials have made some waves and they are really doing big things out here in this world. $1 million people are millennials. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are really doing big things. However, a lot of them have a sense of obligation. They don't want to do nothing but party with their friends, have fun, drink, smoke, chill, and just think life just gonna happen and there's different opportunities out here, and they just start putting themselves in the right place for those opportunities. So I salad all of that to say this: start preparing. Get, if you wanted something different, start preparing for that. Don't just think it's gonna fall in your lap, because it don't work that way. I love y'all. I love y'all. That was just my midday motivation, my thought provoker. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Ask yourself that. If you got somebody bitching and complaining, ask them the same thing. I love you. Have a great day.